Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wake up!
Good morning. Once again, it is 8 o'clock here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And it's time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can weigh in on Top 5 Tuesday if you'd like, or if you just want to share your memories of Matt Ryan and his great career as an Atlanta Falcon. The day after he announced his official retirement, you can do so too, because that is what our wake-up call is also for.
You can also hit us on the socials on X at 929 Morning Shift, at MPJohnson79, at SquidBilly929 if you want to weigh in. Look, and I got my guy UGA Dog. He sends the video of all of Matt Ryan's touchdown passes to the Falcons hooked up yesterday. And he says 2250, just in case y'all are wondering. And, yeah, I'm with him, man. That's a pretty good, it's a pretty good one. happy to be a blip on the radar.
I just read J.I. Mary 8812's tweet. And he says, Mike, how can you not include Matt's comeback against the Seahawks? And then he goes, also, how can you keep saying the hay is in the barn when you know that Squid Billy is a true farmer?
Was working the hoe yesterday.
Hey, I think, yeah, actually, I was hanging with Mr. Cooper earlier downstairs and getting some water, and he was in there. Coop.
No, go ahead.
He goes, man, you were working it yesterday, because he was there rolling. At the urban farm that we worked at. I said, that's right.
He was impressed by your farming skills.
I said, well, I'd take it back to my roots, T-Coop.
Our guy Chris Belcher says, I would have added his scramble for a touchdown in the NFC Championship.
All right, fair
not
enough.
A comeback, fair but enough. That is a great moment. And I mentioned that to you as well.
Yeah, you did.
So J.I. Mary 81, that was a genuine first read laugh out loud, because that may be,
there you
that's
go.
Funny.
Again, this is our wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And to the lines we go. We have Travis, who is on I-75. Hope you're driving safe. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, you guys just read out my moment at the NFC Championship. Just the excitement that was happening in the Dome that day. And just remembering the visual of seeing him scramble, hit the end zone with half of his shoulder pad hanging out the jersey and spiking that ball.
But, the power spike.
I'm not the biggest Matt Ryan fan, but I can't deny the consistency that he brought to Atlanta and the good memories. So big ups to Matt. Big ups to Sarah, the Ice Cubes, man. What a career for Atlanta, man.
Nice call.
Sarah,
good job, Travis.
We appreciate the call, Travis.
And I will say that's the one overarching kind of theme behind all of the stuff I had in top five, and even the ones I looked at and didn't put on there, was the excitement that was happening with the Atlanta Falcons. And, whatever, better or worse, whether you're an Arthur Smith or Desmond Ridder fan or whatever it was last year, got to get that excitement back in the building, because the Dome and the Benz were rocking back when Matt Ryan was in that uniform.
Let's go to McDonough. Good morning, Jason. What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
All right, listen, so before I get to my Matt Ryan point for a minute, I just wanted to say, when I first started listening to y'all, I was a member of Squid Nation, but he's a little bit too confrontational, so I figured I'd swap over to Mike's Mafia, right?
Let's go!
That ain't what ended up happening, because Mike forgot his diapers one day. So I'm a member of the TIFF/Tribble Troublemaker.
Oh, wow.
Because
all
there's
right.
Nothing better than poking the bear.
Well, I guess
I appreciate that.
I guess Mike just got guilty of premature celebration.
I did. I can respect that, man. I can respect that.
All right, so here's my point. When I fell in love with Matt Ryan, it was the NFC Championship game, but it wasn't the scramble. It was the last 4 or 5 minutes, and I don't remember the exact time. You guys are probably better at this. But he had a separated shoulder. And if they hadn't have mugged Roddy, we'd have been in the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
That's just what I wanted to tell you. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jason. And sometimes you just have to, you know, learn before you realize where you should be. And
yeah,
so we all go through bad relationships.
Oh.
And then you find the one. So did you want to expand more on his Matt Ryan memory?
Well, that was a 2012 game and that he was talking about with the separated shoulder. And Matt even Matt hit Harry Douglas down the sideline. I thought Harry was going to walk in, and he did not make it. Not going to rag him because there's some people that do, and Harry's a friend of mine and that I've gotten to know really, really well from his playing days to his days in the media. But that was unfortunate, and Matt still drove him down to his point. And
nice dude.
He did get – but Roddy, by the way,
ding,
Roddy got mugged.
I will always remember that game personally. I remember part of our game plan was actually to put me in motion and to try to flip the formation when I was playing tight end. I'll never forget going in motion. I was like, I'm going in motion in the NFC Championship game. I have arrived. And but, yeah, nonetheless, that's a tough memory for me as well, man. And I know it is for a lot of Falcons fans.
Back to the lines. Good morning, James in College Park. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. How everybody's doing?
What's up, James? Welcome in.
Real quick, before I get to my mom, I just want to say I was in attendance for that 2016 divisional game and the championship when we went from Seattle and then beat Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But my favorite moment is my first ever game in 2010. I went with my granddad, and Matt Ryan threw his wristband in the crowd, and just what happened, I caught it. I didn't even realize what it was until somebody said it because I was kind of in shock. And I just want to say, hashtag Squid Nation.
What? Yeah, that's right.
What just happened? Sounded like a minion calling in.
Hey,
evil laugh.
A wave of emotions from memories to then saying Squid Nation. Kind of like the roller coasters were off track.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what.
That is a cool memory, though.
It is a great memory. And, you know, hashtag Squid Nation. I mean, that's a perfect call. Dylan, we should have had some clapping for that. It's a perfect call.
Dylan's working the lines here. Let's go to
Nick Nolte? Nick Nolte's on the line.
Yeah. Nick Nolte in Atlanta.
Oh. Hey, guys, how you doing? Good to be back.
What's up, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Good. I just, you know, I hope not to take too much time here. Just love the guy. Absolutely grew up with Matt Ryan as my quarterback and, you know, obviously came in the situation he came in. I think what's often overlooked is the fire and the passion in the guy. I think yesterday during his press conference, he talked about, you know, his durability, only missing 3 games. His uncle played at BC, you know, broke his thumb, and, you know, Doug Flutie ended up taking his job, and he kept that with him his whole career. And just respect the hell out of the guy. One of the guys you want to get a beer with, play around and golf with. You know, in the last 2 years, we get Ritter and Mariota. You know, we took it for granted. Absolutely love Matt Ryan. Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate it.
That's a good call. I thought that was really interesting, too, that Matt said, look, they paid me a bunch of money, and it was like, I know that he talked about the Doug Flutie thing, but he also says, like, that was like kind of that was my way of giving back, to be the guy that put in all the work and doesn't miss any games, and he was extremely durable.
The fiery stuff that he mentioned. Remember that clip? I don't know if it was NFL Films. There were probably several of them, but you could actually hear, and maybe he dropped a couple choice words in there too, but it was great for stuff that some of us got to see or even, you know, maybe experience too on a firsthand basis, but for everybody to kind of finally see that clip of him, you know, chewing guys out.
Yeah.
To really show just how passionate he was about the game.
Well, he had the one where he get the F off the field to the Panthers.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then there's one in Tampa on a Thursday night, and Julio and Sanu are, they're in motion, and he looks over, and I think it was actually at Julio, and he's like, get Blankenship! And
that's the one I'm thinking
about,
too.
The mic catches it, and I think Wes might have said something to us. I'm sitting there in the booth, and I'm like, well, okay, that was loud and clear.
I do want to say, and he mentions this is just the kind of guy you want to get a beer with and play around and golf with. I have done both on multiple occasions, and it is definitely something that I'll tell my son about. You know, like, look, when the Mount Rushmore of Atlanta athletes, and, you know, I'm proud to call him a friend. He's a good dude.
Back to the lines. Good morning, Jeremiah in Dallas, Georgia.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to say I love my time in Mike's Mafia, but I'm taking my talents to Squid Nation.
What
yes.
is going on right
yes.
now?
Yes. All right, Jeremiah.
What is going on right now?
I was a nobody before I joined the nation.
Mike, it's nothing personal.
It feels personal.
I met Squid while we were working out, and, you know, it's just I got to be a part of the nation.
Wait, right, let me ask you this, Jeremiah.
Okay.
Did he
right.
slip you some cash?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, where
is
was the check
happened?
Written?
No, I just saw the glorious nature that Squid was working out, and I was like, man, I got to be a part of that.
There's
That's
nothing
right.
glorious about
That's
that.
Right.
I've seen it before.
Jeremiah gets in there. He
there's
gets after the gym.
There's something
I've seen
fishy
him in there.
Going on right
he gets
now.
Gets after it.
There's something really fishy going on
there's
right
not,
now,
there's
man.
Nothing
I don't
fishy.
Know.
Let's let Jeremiah get to his Matt Ryan comment. All right. Comment,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
But listen, Matt Ryan is my GOAT. Absolutely is my GOAT. I was actually there at that Chicago game in the end zone that Elam made the kick. I was hugging everybody. So many strangers that I'd never hug in my life, but everybody was so happy. It was one of the best moments. I got to go there with my dad. Great time. Love Matt Ryan. Greatest Falcon of all time.
Yeah. Nice work.
Great
and you
call.
All became
Perfect
fast
call.
Friends after that night.
Perfect call.
Yeah, mm. You all became fast friends. After
all right,
that
you just remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
That's right.
I just have a hard time believing he sick. Met Bo in person, and that's
like
when
him.
He joined the nation. Like, usually it's the other way around. It's like I met Bo. I couldn't do it.
I remember.
I had to leave. Like, I had to leave. Wads of cash on you or
no,
something?
No, I'm just yeah. walking around like
did
I
you,
do.
Did you tap your phone
you
on his Venmo?
I got that Squid swagger, baby.
You can tell you're lying. You can tell.
No, I met Jeremiah. I met Jeremiah at the gym the other day. He Jeremiah actually served for our country, so we appreciate that. And he works. He gets his workouts in during the lunch break, which is, you know, I'm
if
in
he,
there.
Then his workouts have to be far more intense than anything you were
Oh,
doing.
Yeah, he's getting after it. He's getting after
I
it for sure.
I have questions still. All right, we're going back to line.
Squid Swagger,
Mike's,
it's real.
Mike's Mafia, agent number 66 in Dawsonville.
Come on down, sir.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy? Good to have you.
Director Johnson, I got your back. Don't worry. We're holding down Mike's Mafia.
Director, I can't.
Thanks, buddy.
Deep undercover doing fan-related investigations.
Illegal recruiting.
Anyway,
tampering,
yep.
Hey, you know, I was a huge Vic fan through all that. And then when everything turned south, it was just so disheartening as a Falcons fan. And then Petrino and Harrington and all that just, oh, my God, it was just horrible. And then, you know, when Matty came in, you know, it was like, well, is this going to work out or not? And, you know, it seemed like things were going really good. And then that game you're talking about with the Bears is what is burned in my brain. If there's one play I remember, it's that out route that he threw to the left sideline, and Jenkins caught
yep.
it. And it was,
yep.
I mean, you just called it number one on your list. I was like, God, he stole my thunder. But, I mean, that is the one play that I will never forget. I was at a friend's house, and I jumped up off the couch. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to win, you know.
Yep.
And I was so excited. And so there you have it.
Nice call, man. Nice
Go
call.
Go Matty Ice.
Yeah, that's it.
We appreciate that call, Mike. Hey, we have a lot of people calling the lines right now. Of course, a day after Matt Ryan has announced his official retirement, signing a one-day contract with the Atlanta Falcons. So if you want to try to get in, you can call us, and we will get to you on the other side. We're extending the wake-up call. You can call us again at 404-726-0929. That is what lies ahead. We'll also try to get to the Braves as well here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Rolling along here on The Morning Shift with an extended edition of the Wake Up Call in honor of Matt Ryan announcing his official retirement yesterday and signing a one-day contract with the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons. So a lot of great memories were shared earlier, so we thought we would keep it going. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And we've got DeAndre in Decatur. Good morning, DeAndre.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing?
Can't complain.
I just had to call in first and foremost because I do not appreciate all these slimy squids jumping on my leader. So it's Mike Mafia in the building.
Let's go.
Somebody had to come because y'all trying to jump on my
Let's
buddy.
Go.
You get a little big, tall. You can't. Come on, you can't gain up on him like that.
Hey, especially with them little $1 bills he's handing out to Jeremiah at the gym.
Look,
you know what I mean?
Look, DeAndre.
Little cheap $1 bills.
I mean, you can't hide greatness. That's
let that
the
man get his
is.
Call in. Stop talking, Bo. Let that man get his call in.
I feel like it's some tampering going on. We need to listen to this. I don't know where he's
I'm going to get the league on
players.
It.
Yeah, but I don't have an exact memory, but I'm just glad that we're honoring him the way we are because I don't feel like everybody appreciated him as much as we should have, especially going through what we're going through with the Desmond Ritters and Marcus Mariotas and stuff. So it didn't feel good that he's getting the love that he deserves.
Yeah, great call, DeAndre. Appreciate that. And I think I speak for DeAndre when I say, sit down, squid. You know what? I think there is a perfect way to highlight Matt's career when you look at the quarterbacks on both sides of his tenure in Atlanta, right? And somebody brought up Joey Arrington earlier and that whole situation in 2007. And then you have what you've dealt with the last couple of years here. It just kind of perfectly highlights how consistent he was.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just like I think the Falcons have one less number today that can be put out because I think they'll have to retire his number. Just like this show you started with more members than you'll end with in Mike's Mafia. So,
I knew you were trying to pivot there.
That's just not true.
I knew that was simply not true.
Come on,
you
Tiff.
Literally. We had, our first caller said he used to be in Squid Nation. Now he's in Tiff's tribe. Or
you know,
team
he said he used to be in Mike's Mafia too.
That's fine.
Another guy you've lost.
That's fine.
Boy, they're dropping like flies over there.
Crown that. I'm gonna crown myself today
down,
on that.
Boy.
I didn't think you could leave the Mafia. But I guess you can, huh?
Okay. All right, we got Calhoun, who's on 285. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I grew up in the era where Vic was my quarterback. He was the quarterback when I first learned about the Falcons, first started liking football. So it was a hard pill to swallow after him. Then Matt came in, a total different type of quarterback. I think it took me a while to get on board, but if you all remember this moment, I watched Matt Ryan change a franchise, and that was the Carolina Panthers franchise. Julio Jones had an 11-catch day for 300 yards, 11 for 300. They fired the defensive coordinator after the game and also released that cornerback. And Matt Ryan had everything to do with that. So I appreciate Matt's greatness while he was here in Atlanta. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, I appreciate the call.
That's a good call, Calhoun. Call. I think he touched on something with that for a lot of the younger fans that had just started watching, it was a complete 180 from what Michael Vick was. And it was different because you were used to seeing a certain type of play out of your quarterback, and now you're getting a traditional pocket passer. And that game, he's also, I love that he touched on the Panthers. That was that Panthers team that was coming off a Super Bowl run. And Matt, you know, had, you know, Julio gets 300 yards. Matt threw for 500. And do not forget the play that might have changed Cam Newton's career as well is when he got up and got a first down and he put the ball in Deion Jones' face and kind of got in Deion's face. The next time Deion Jones got a clean shot at Cam Newton was a two-point conversion, and he knocked Cam Newton flat out.
Yep.
So that was a crazy game for a lot of reasons. That was a good memory by Calhoun there.
Yeah, I know we had to end up, whenever I had Panthers and Falcons games, that if I was doing a pregame hit, then we were talking about those moments. And, of course, it just seemed like Matt had their number sometimes, and that was a point of contingency when we would go into the Panthers locker room to be talking to those guys about, hey, how are you going to stop him from carving you guys up again? Of course, we phrase it differently, but anyway, back to the lines. We got Brad in Villa Rica. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say this real quick. Bo, I had you shaking yesterday morning. You kind of threw the phone down, I heard. So, but anyways, I was a member of the nation, but that was when I was in Pampers. So now I'm heading to work with a suit and tie on, so I got Mafia on my mind this morning. So,
well,
good morning, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Welcome, sir. Welcome. Welcome to the crew.
You're the only member of that crew that wears a suit and tie because your leader sure don't.
Is it weird that you're now hemorrhaging members after you were talking trash?
We're really not. He's been a mafia guy for a while now.
Right.
We don't need Bill Rick anyways.
All right. Well, anyways, I just want to say this. I agree with everybody with Michael Vick. You know, he was my first cover for the PlayStation 1. I had a 2001 cover with Michael Vick on it.
Great
and
call.
I treasured him with passion. You know, treasured him with great passion. But I kind of didn't figure out what jersey I needed to wear today. So I put on Matt Ryan's jersey because I got Michael Vick's red and black jersey and I got Matt Ryan's red and black jersey. So I'm representing the black jersey today. I'm a painter by trade, so I'm going to try to keep it clean. So, but anyways, love you, Mike. Thank you for your time here in Atlanta. I'm out. Mike's Mafia.
Phenomenal call. Phenomenal call.
I thought
sir.
He said he wore a suit to work.
Phenomenal call, jersey. Sir. Phenomenal call.
Back to the phenomenal lines. Call.
Keep that thing clean today.
Good morning, I guess Ken tough. In That's Snowville. Tough. What's happening? Hey, Ken, you with us? Hey.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, I'm going to be a little bit of a devil's advocate today. I got to say my call is not necessarily about one memory. It's about more of a whole season. And it's also piggybacking on the last couple of callers and the appreciation of Matt Ryan. And I'm gonna start by saying that when he was mostly here, it was always a debate whether he was top five, top seven, top 10. I know you guys had it on the radio a lot, and the fans were like, where does Matt Ryan fit in among the elite and things like that? And I want to play devil's advocate and ruffle a little bit of feathers because we're appreciating Matt Ryan. Today is all about Matt. But this city's got to stand up and get behind Trey a little bit better than what we are. If they have to move him, they have to move him. But we're not giving him the support that some other stars have gotten in their city and not even that Matt Ryan got during his full tenure here. And it wasn't until the MVP season that I really kind of appreciated and understood Matt's greatness. And I rock with him the rest of the way. I'm a 33rd percenter, but I got to play a little bit of Thanos and rock with Mike today to balance the powers a little bit. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome for the day, sir. We're happy to have you, as even if it's a rental. But thanks for being a Shifty nonetheless.
If you need rentals, you're in trouble. Trust me, I've got a rental car right now, and I'm in trouble. I think it's a good call, though. I like what you were saying, though, is that you should always appreciate the best player on your team and the stars of your team because they need you. And your support means everything. And Matt didn't get it. And look, there's times Trey hasn't gotten it. I've always tried my best to be fair about Trey. Yeah, he gets criticism, but I think that's what happens when you're the star. And that's kind of the thing. I've saw other stars in the city get criticism when their teams aren't winning, and Matt was one of them. But we should always appreciate when we have a great player in our city.
And it's just always such a give and take. It's a different game, obviously, football, the ultimate team game, but basketball is as well, probably less than we give it credit for. And you benefit from the players you play around. And Trey has, you know, had to too many times probably put that franchise on his shoulders and not have a franchise that has gone out and got the best available at times. So, and Matt did, and that's exactly what Mr. Blank did. And that's why I always give Mr. Blank his flowers in situations because he does what's necessary with that team.
Back to the lines. We got Chris in College Park. Good morning, Chris.
Let me just start this off right. When I say squid, you say nation. Squid.
Nation.
Squid.
Does it
nation.
Work if it's just two there people you go. Doing it? If it's just two people doing hey. It and not a – crowd.
Boo this man.
Hey, Tiffany, you only need two to have a team, and teamwork makes the dream work.
There you go. Good morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
Oh. And you two upstarts, good morning to you too. Hey, let me jump right in on the Matty Ice, Matt Ryan victory lap. Man, my memory of him is his whole career. like many people have said, coming in after Michael Vick, everything he meant to the city, you know, what happened to him in his personal life, to come in and set this franchise straight, and not only that, but take us to new heights, perennial playoff contender, Super Bowl. We all know the story. Missed three games, a pillar in the community, and an MVP season that was legendary. And the last thing with Matt that made me respect him until the cows come home, that $500,000 he donated during that crucial point, you know, in our country. And for him to step up and be a leader like that cemented me on what kind of guy he was. And I've said it many times, you guys, Atlanta's going to look up when he's gone and really, really miss a gem, not only a sports guy, but just a gem in the city. Congratulations to Matt and everything else. I'm going to enjoy seeing him on the commentating already. And lastly, man, as I drive down this highway of traffic, the one thing that keeps me going is the fact that I'm a loyal member of Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid
All right,
Nation.
Looks like we're out of time. So anyway,
hey, you don't cut
call.
Off Chris from College Park. Chris, I got you back. Hashtag Squid Life. That's right.
It is a good you're lucky that's if right. I even let you tease your little segment that's
it
supposed
was a great
to come
call.
Up. Should we?
We should.
Maybe not.
Well, Tiffany, I will tell you, there's a change in Denver next in the life of Squid.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start hacking. You can also find us on the Odyssey app. Did I just take that from you?
That's right.
All right, we'll be right back here in the Morning Shift.
Good morning. Yeah! Back to more of the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. W Sauce. More importantly, the Bloody Mary sauce from the W Sauce. It's beautiful. Key West style. Go to wsauce.com and you can order your bottle today. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, call Anthony. He's your one-stop shop for all your truck needs. Big, small, medium, it don't matter. Big truck like Mike, little truck like Squid. It all works, Tiffany. The official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. What's that?
I'm just going to let it ride, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you someone who wouldn't let it ride yesterday, and that's Hunter Wendelseth. He was being a little rough on Aaron Boone yesterday. If you guys didn't see this, I think it's the first inning, the check swing where the ball hits an Oakland A player, or soon to be A's, just A's player. And Aaron had a little comment with Wendelseth. And he was basically like, hey, I did my job. No more out of y'all or you're gone. Well, someone from the crowd said something that was literally sitting behind Aaron Boone, like the first row behind Aaron Boone, a guy in a blue jacket, shirt of some sort. And, well, he threw Aaron out, and it's a pretty good audio in this. Listen to how it played out.
Making that call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do in check. For him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter. We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron, we're done. Oh,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
You're gone.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
No, I don't care. Aaron, we're done.
I don't care who said it.
You're gone.
I don't care who said it. You're gone. Like, when Aaron Boone is like, Hunter, I didn't say anything. He's like, he's pleading with like his wife. He's like,
yeah.
Baby, I didn't do anything.
He actually, they talked to Hunter Wendelseth after the game, and he said, look, it came from the dugout. He's the manager. He's the one that had to go.
I don't like that.
He said you're responsible for anything that happens in and around the dugout. And that was so to double down on it when it wasn't even Boone that said it is so ridiculous. When I saw the double down statement, I thought, okay, get this guy out of here. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, Aaron Boone has deserved a lot of ejections, and he's gotten a lot of them. But the best part is Hunter did the whole check swing conversation about, hey, I did my job. I was checking to see if he got hit enough out of you. And Aaron just does, he looks at him, Stephanie, just kind of like what I probably, well, we do it to each other in the morning sometimes where you look at the other person, you're like, I got you. And you do a hand motion like, okay, fine, I'm done. And then this guy behind him says something, and Aaron Boone's not even looking at Hunter Williams if you watch the video. It's unbelievable. This is a bad moment because when you're caught on, when you're caught saying, I don't care who said it,
it's messed up.
I don't know what you do about it. Like, what change do you make? Do you go to instant replay for the dugout camera?
No, what you do is you say, okay, give me a minute, and you call the umpires to huddle. Just like refs do when they throw a flag and one guy disagrees and you huddle and you talk about it and you say, okay, did anybody see that he didn't say anything?
That's what you do when you're in a calm frame of mind, but the first rip of sound that you played when he was yelling at him for him, you know, I guess for what Boone said the first go around, he was already at a level 10. So that already indicated to you there was going to be no coming off of that if anything else happened. So, but it should have been handled the way that you're saying it was handled, but it wasn't going to be because he was already at a heightened level.
That's a really
start
ain't fair. That's what Aaron Boone was saying.
Which is not fair. But Duke was already on a level. Not even a 10. It's like a 15.
I mean, unbelievable. I don't know. Forgive me. I'm not sure who the crew chief is. It might be Hunter at this point. But I think someone should have stepped in and said, hey, look, I didn't see him say anything. All right. I teased that there was a change in Denver. Well, there are kind of two changes. But the first announcement that came out from Denver was the fact that they have new jerseys. They have changed their jerseys up. Now, not only have they done new jerseys, but they have also have the old school logo, color scheme, throwback jersey, the one that John Elway wore for most of his career, the old orange. I guess they have an orange crush, right? That's what
they
called it.
I think they did. Yeah, they did at one point.
It was the orange crush. So they're back with those. Now, all the videos had the Ford Broncos in them. So I'm not sure if Ford helped design these new uniforms. But, guys, there is something that really irks me.
Wait, what?
About the new uniforms.
I never hate uniforms. I don't know why, but
I definitely hate them, but
I hate the colors. I wish I don't know why they don't go back to that light blue for all the uniforms. But what really irks me, Tiff, is the shoulder pads. And right there at the shoulder where the sleeve comes in, they have this orange and blue design. And if you look at it one way, there's like a slash. It looks
you're on
like
the white jersey.
Yeah. Well, the blue ones have it too. It's just in white.
It's in white. Yeah.
It looks like a thunderbolt to me.
It does. And that's what they're going for, I think.
Well, why would you want a thunderbolt when your rival, one of your key rivals, is a team with a literal like lightning bolt, thunderbolt
that
in their
like
design?
A, I see what you're.
Don't like it.
It doesn't look like a thunderbolt to me. It just looks. Like a design. I wouldn't think this is a bolt.
Can I ask y'all a question?
You can.
Why do we need rigid designs in uniforms? Why can't you just get a straight line?
Well, they explain it to you here. And there's also, what? They have vents. There's the Broncos country. The sleeve cap. What does this say? Represents a mountain peak. See?
I don't look like no mountain peak.
I just respect the keg belly on number 72 in the graphic, man. That's you know what I mean? He's doing that thing.
You're looking at it wrong. Like, if you are, it's hard to describe this over air, but if you're looking at the image, that bolt that you say is a bolt, it does reach a peak underneath the Nike swoosh.
Yeah, but it looked goofy.
And maybe that's a snow cap. Am I getting ahead of myself? Maybe. No, it doesn't say that.
Yeah, better question here. Why didn't they go back to what they had in the 90s with John Elway?
Well, that's
literal perfection.
Well, that is now their their throwback only. But I just don't understand. I agree with you. I get Tiffany's explanation. I just don't think it looks like
it. I don't mind the white helmets and the all dark navy. The uniforms, if you guys have not seen them,
helmets look good.
To me, it looks like if the Virginia Cavaliers and Boise State had a baby.
Somebody tweeted, if you wanted to copy UTEP, you could have just told us.
Oh, I've done a game out there before, and I'm not going to say it's the same, but it's
very similar. They look very similar.
It's the colors, obviously.
Yeah,
it's just Virginia Cavaliers colors. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
The orange.
But I like the new uniforms. Let me just go on record saying that I like these new ones.
Not a fan.
These are sick.
I agree with Garrett. Just go back to the old school look and just have that permanent. And also, they traded for Zach Wilson, so now every quarterback drafted in the first round of the 21 draft, except for Trevor Lawrence, has been traded from the team that drafted
him. There's not many returns on that. Hide your moms out in Denver, by the way.
When we come back here on the morning shift, we'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse next on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.